Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about the new pedestrian bridge that will be installed this fall.
Is it true that Lake Darling State Park, that you are taking bids until this Friday for a bridge project?
That is correct. Yep, the project went out for bid, a week or so, 2 weeks ago, and bidding should close here at the end of this week, and then they will go through and open the bids in Des Moines and go through them and hopefully select a contractor to do the bridge installation.
And how long has this bridge, if you could tell me about the progress of how long that you have been wanting to put a bridge in Lake Darling?
Well, I think it's always been kind of in the master plan, per se, of the park. Once they got the in-lake silt dam there constructed on the south end of the lake, it just seemed like the next logical step because it'll further increase the connectivity of the trail system. And so I think it's always been something in the back of everyone's mind. But then earlier this spring, we had a donor step forward looking for a project to help fund, and it was arranged that he would donate $50,000 every 6 months for 2 years to get this bridge project going. But the way things work, in order to actually go forward with the purchasing of the bridge and engineering the installation, all of that money had to be acquired prior to the start of the project. So the donor was gracious enough to go ahead and kind of expedite the process and send the remaining amount of the donation, which we with the DNR as well as our friends group were extremely appreciative for. So once the final installment of that donation was acquired, the bridge then, that obviously sped up the whole process. And then, then once they had that secured, they went ahead and ordered the bridge and then really got the wheels moving on the engineering aspect. And so hopefully we should have a bridge in place this fall.
How much is the cost of this bridge, do you know?
I don't recall. I want to say that the bridge itself is in the neighborhood of $140,000 roughly. So then that leaves approximately $60,000 that the Friends Group is committed to help with the installation of that bridge. But that's the rough estimate, I believe, is what the bridge is going to end up costing.
And can you say what the name of that donor was?
Yeah, his name is Gary B. Robinson. He lives out in Colorado right now, but he grew up in the Richland area. And I think as the story was, his dad did a lot of the work on the original Lake Darling, delivering fuel, I guess you should say, to the bulldozers that built the first dam at Lake Darling. And Jerry was a small boy, and he would, ride with his dad, to and from Richland to the park. And so he always had a great love for the park and the area in general. And I know he donated in the past to our lodge that was constructed, as well as our four-season cabins that are just creeping up on about a year old now. So he's been a great benefactor and donor of the park, and we can't thank him enough for that support. There's no doubt that his generosity is being enjoyed by thousands of people who visit this park.
Where exactly is this bridge to be installed?
Yeah, this will be towards the south end of the lake. If folks who've been out there are familiar with where kind of that eagle's nest is at the south end of the lake, or where the paved fishing trail that runs along the lake starts or ends, I guess, depending on which side you start on, that in-lake silt dam, it's a rock structure that extends out into the lake. If you're familiar with that area and you look at that area, it's pretty easy to visualize where that bridge is going to go. There's a fishing jetty on the other side of the lake, and this bridge will span the gap between that in-lake silt dam and the fishing jetty on the other side.
What benefit will this bridge bring to visitors of Lake Darling?
Oh, it will further, allow folks to be able to explore the trail system of the park. It'll be handicap accessible as well, so it'll give folks another opportunity to see different parts of the park. And this bridge will also lead into future projects, which could include extending the trail system potentially to the boundaries of the park, which would be, I think, very well received by bicyclists and anybody, because it'll just give them one more access into the park as far as a paved trail is concerned. So this bridge is just a step, and then there will hopefully be more steps to come in the future in improving the park and the trail system.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lake Darling State Park Ranger Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.